This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, during the Obama administration, then First Lady Michelle Obama spearheaded changes to the school lunch program for public schools across the country. The effort was presented to the American people as a chance to bring kids healthier lunches. Much debate has ensued in the decades since this program was implemented, and today's not the day for us to go into those debates. They've long since been documented. However, there are efforts to roll back some of those changes, and those are very active. One of the largest arguments has been in the lack of availability of 2% or whole milk for students. It's a growing effort to make it change. We'll hear more coming up next.
Locally led, locally relevant, locally driven. Mark your calendars this February to join the Iowa Soybean Association at a 2024 Innovation to Profit meeting in your area. With meetings in Storm Lake, Waterloo, Fairfield, and Lewis, this is an opportunity to engage with fellow farmers and learn about research opportunities to boost your profitability, productivity, and sustainability. A new year brings new opportunities. Take advantage of them today by registering at iasoybeans.com. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and funded by the Soybean Checkoff and the United Soybean Board.
There's a growing movement of parents, doctors, dietitians, and the dairy industry to get Congress to overturn the ban on 2% in whole milk in schools. What's become surprising? Congress is actually listening. Matt Herrick is Senior Vice President at the International Dairy Foods Association, and he says that legislation concerning the milk in school lunch programs is picking up steam.
The legislation is the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act, and what it's really about is allowing schools to serve children the nutritious varieties of milk that they already consume at home. So we know that since these milk options were removed from school meals, that's whole and 2% milk, children are not drinking as much milk. Well, they're not eating their meals with the same level of frequency. They're not consuming the necessary nutrients that they need. And as a result, they're throwing away more food. So we're seeing an increase of food waste. At the same time, the science around the nutrition of dairy fats has changed dramatically in the last decade. So we now know, for instance, that full-fat dairy products like whole milk are actually beneficial to kids because they lower the risk of heart disease and they lower childhood obesity. So bringing these milk varieties back to schools is a no-brainer.
The International Dairy Foods Association conducted a recent poll of parents and found near unanimous support for the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act. Parents want to see the bill passed yet this year.
Our new polling for Morning Consult tells us that 94% of parents out there serve their children whole or 2% milk at home. And that's because they consider milk to be healthy. They see it as nutritious. It's wholesome. It tastes good. 9 in 10 parents said that they want to see whole and 2% milk reinstated in school meals. And the same amount want to see Congress pass legislation that restores whole and 2% milk in schools. So it's really overwhelming support from parents, who are really the most important voice about what kids should be eating in schools, that want to see whole and 2% milk restored. It's near unanimous support.
Herrick says it's going to take all hands on deck to make this happen.
We're talking to our members. We're asking them to advocate by sending letters and emails and text messages to members of Congress, to their staff, directly to those members. All of that work has paid off. In December, the House of Representatives passed this bill by a wide margin, 330-99. We're hopeful we can get that same level of support in the Senate. So we're asking folks out there to submit these letters, to contact your members of Congress. And you can do that by going to our website, wholemilkforkids.com. You can fill out a very quick pre-filled form. It'll submit a letter to whoever represents your state or your district.
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.